Welcome to Better Together, a Vaishnava family podcast.
A podcast where we explore family life from a bhakti yoga perspective. We are your hosts. I'm Aksh.
And I'm Gopika. Welcome to episode 13. Holidays that feel complicated. Recently, Diwali and Halloween fell on the very same day.
Diwali.
And it brought up a lot of conversation for us in our home in terms of how we wanted to approach this day, raising a child that is very much growing up here, but also very much rooted in tradition. So we decided that we really wanted to visit Kishore's school to celebrate Diwali.
Yeah.
I know for me, when I was younger, my parents used to come in, and it was like the one day in the year I would dress in devotional clothing to school.
Yeah.
Just the one day, though.
Yeah.
It was like somewhat a sense of relief
yeah.
that there was this part of my home that was part of school. I was reflecting on that a lot because school can really fuel that feeling of double life. And yeah. I guess I just wanted to pass it forward to Kishore.
Yeah. I think it's amazing that your parents did that.
Yeah.
For you, it may seem like a small thing, but the fact that they did go into your school, I think somehow that impression also allowed you to have that bravery almost to step forward and say, I want to do something. He goes to a school where, generally speaking, it's not sort of a place that's full of other kids of his same ethnicity. So yeah. It was an opportunity to educate and, you know, advocate. Thank you for doing that because you really led that effort.
I mean, I don't feel like I'm such a superhero for doing it necessarily, but I think I'm fueled by my own past. The consequences of living a double life are so heavy. There's research that I came across way later in my own educational journey in graduate school. But basically, there was research done on children in schools, immigrant children versus non-immigrant children, and they analyzed the home culture and the match between home culture and school culture. And the children whose home and school cultures matched tended to correlate with higher degrees of thriving, higher academic success, higher self-confidence, self-esteem, all of those things. Whereas when there was a mismatch in culture, which was our experience growing up mostly, those children struggled more. Not that they didn't thrive, but it was much harder for them because all of this energy that could have been put towards pursuing your dreams was constantly used between calibrating and jumping between two worlds and, you know, figuring out who you are in every moment. And so I really want to protect our kids from this double life feeling as much as possible. I don't know how much I can protect it from happening, because even when we first told Kishore that we were going into school, I thought he was going to be excited, but he was not.
Yeah, it was interesting. He actually responded something along the lines of, no, I don't want you to come.
Yeah.
Which just felt like, I don't know, like a teenager or in my school or with my friends, that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
I don't think he was actually saying it from that place.
Yeah.
But you could tell that there was just a bit of like, there's this world and then I'm at home, right? I'm with you. And
yes.
Why are you kind of entering this world? It's just odd. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like Diwali is not in my school world. Krishna is not in my school world.
Yeah.
He's three, but I think he's very sensitive. So even though he doesn't have language for things, he really can absorb environments and energies. And so I feel like, yeah, he felt totally uneasy about, wait, this is different. Mama and Papa are going to talk about Ram and Diwali at school where we don't talk about this. It was actually astounding to me that even at 3 years old, at three,
Yeah.
He was already feeling this split. And yeah. he's not in school full time. Like, our plan is to homeschool, and he's only there, like, you know, a couple hours twice a week in the afternoon. And it's, like, very minimal. But still.
Yeah.
The double life is existing in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Do you want to walk through, like, what we did at the school?
We basically shared the story of Diwali about Ram, not just the cultural traditions, like actually a simplified story. And I have to shout out Modi Toys, who actually has a very good, concise, kid-friendly PowerPoint slides that we printed out, because actually it's really not so accessible to find a Diwali story that is actually the story of Ram and not just about like the cultural stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we use that to share the story and share some pictures of Ram. And then I really was thinking about this idea of making bhakti matter. I wanted to go deeper, and I wanted to have the little ones access some sort of deeper meaning of Diwali in some sort of way.
Yeah.
And even for Kishore, like, he loves the lights, and his favorite thing is switching on all the lights, and it's like the best day ever, right? But like, I wanted to challenge him to go deeper and to really think about how he could be a light to other people in the world. And so then we passed around a flashlight to each of the kids and had each one of them share one way they felt like they could be a light to others. And it was really funny because most of those kids said, by cleaning up. I was like, wow, so wonderful. Little kids. Then, you know, we showed them some of the cultural traditions. We wanted to sing and dance. And so we sang Raghupati Raghava, Raja Ram, played Mridanga.
Yeah.
And I explained the meaning of the words and tried to make it interactive by saying, every time I say Raja, you say
Ram.
And the kids got really into that. And so it was fun. I felt really nervous doing it because I think it's been a while since I've been in the position of any sort of outward facing sharing of bhakti. I feel mm-hmm. like the last decade or so of my life has been very internal within our community,
yeah.
with our class at the temple, working with second generation youth, writing, making bhakti matter. It's all kind of like inward based. So I felt those jitters. I still have that child inside of me nervous to explain my tradition to others, but I felt really deeply nourished from that whole experience.
No.
And that we could do it as a family.
Yeah.
What was your perspective? Because I was leading it, so I was kind of like fully in it. You were observing it. You were with Kishore. What struck you?
Yeah. Well, I was also a bit nervous. Concerned is that how would this translate, especially for really young kids? For me, it just reminded me that there's a lot of valuable insights or even just experiences from within our tradition that people can appreciate. And maybe mm-hmm. we never realize that that's something that someone would find so interesting or exciting. Yeah. At the very end, when the teachers looked at me and said, like, that drum was my favorite. Right.
Yeah.
And that I only played for like maybe a minute, but to think of like how much more there is to share, even with that, right. With kirtan, with,
yes,
Mridanga, and how much more could have been presented. But I think it just helped me feel like, okay, well, actually, I do enjoy doing this. I do enjoy sharing with others. Maybe all these years of deeply thinking and reflecting, even though it feels like it was internal, was actually relevant for sharing with others as parents of children that are now growing up. Yeah. I think it's actually directly translating. And that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
So I was really excited about that.
Yeah. No, I love your points. And I love what you were saying about how the kids are the kids and they were having a good time and stuff. But the teachers and how much they were struck by it and like, wow, I learned so much. I had no idea.
Hmm.
And so it's like one thing to prepare a kid's presentation and then like the adults are taking away something from the kid's presentation, but it made me step back and appreciate like, oh man, you have no idea what more there is in Ramayan, you know? We gave a Modi Toys Cliff Notes version of the story and we pulled out one little thing about how can you be a light to others, but it made me just appreciate our tradition so much because there is so much more in Ramayan, and I think that is something that is so beautiful about our tradition and the Bhakti tradition is just the amount of depth that is available to us to uplift and support us in our life.
Yeah.
I think it's just amazing. And it did make me appreciate so much how much we've been given.
Yeah.
Like what a gift we have in the Bhakti tradition.
So it seems like we've been talking a lot about Diwali.
Yeah.
What about Halloween?
Yeah. So this is where the complicated relationship happens for me with all holidays because we've very much grown up here with American holidays. I want our children to celebrate holidays in the country that they are growing up in and not feel like they were not given a chance to celebrate them or feel different or feel excluded. And, you know, I want them to be exposed and let them develop their own relationship with whatever ensues. But I've always felt unsure of what traditions to do and, you know, what not to do, because I think my own upbringing, we never had any consistent tradition in any of the quote unquote Western holidays. They were celebrated in our house, but it was just like helter-skelter. So like Halloween was sometimes we dressed up, sometimes we didn't. One time Halloween was on a Sunday and we like did Krishnaween at the temple. We dressed up and then got candy from different devotees. It was bizarre, but cool, but weird. I don't know. Like it was just complicated. I mean, I would say for every holiday, like Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'd be Thanksgiving kirtan. Sometimes we would actually have a Thanksgiving dinner, like American style. Christmas, sometimes we would exchange gifts. Sometimes we wouldn't. It just felt like dabbling in these traditions without any grounding. And so now that we have our own children, I'm always struggling with what am I doing? Like what experience should I be creating? Should I be facilitating for them? So anyway, that being said, I settled on I would like my child to participate in some way if he would like to. And so I had asked Kishore a while ago in the summer, like what he wanted to be for Halloween. And he was interested in being a king. No surprise. The guy is chivalrous in his blood. And so I actually started Googling king costumes.
Yeah.
Like traditional Western king, because I'm not going to dress him up in Indian clothes because like my parents literally for 3 years in a row put me in a chanya choli and told me to tell everybody that I'm an Indian princess. And that was my costume.
Yeah.
Talk about complicated feelings around Halloween, right? But then when I found out that Diwali was on Halloween, I thought, wait a second, it's going to be really confusing if we have two totally separate holidays on the same day. I feel totally ungrounded by celebrating two different things. I want to honor both. So I asked Kishore if he was interested in being Lord Ram, who's also a king. And of course he was, because he loves the story. And we had a monkey costume for the little one. So it ended up working out.
It's really cool. And that is really brilliant that you came up with that and seeing them both with their faces lit up was amazing.
Yes, he totally lit up in that Ram costume because I think he just loves the story so much. But yeah, we did trick-or-treating, and then we also, in the spirit of Diwali, tried to make some Diwali sweets and cards and give them to the neighbors. Yeah. And nobody knew who Lord Ram was, so it was like an opportunity for him to explain his costume.
I thought it was interesting. I mean, I know for me, it was definitely outside my comfort zone too.
Yeah.
Now taking a step back.
Yeah.
Both in terms of Halloween and the Diwali presentation story time that we did at school. I noticed a shift in Kishore's energy following these events.
Really?
First, when we got to the school
and
leading up to it as well, I think he was always a bit nervous. And it just felt weird, like my mom and dad and
He was
baby
on edge.
sister are coming and doing something and bringing all this stuff that's pretty sure is reserved for not school. And I remember when we got there, I was trying to get Kishore to sit with his class and be a good kid and sit in the presentation. But he wanted to be in the front of the room with us. And ultimately, the way it worked was that when I started engaging him as part of this team, meaning I started giving him jobs to do. So, for example, one of the times, one of the items that we passed around these lamps, right? And then
Diaz and the
in
ghee
the
lamp.
giving. And so I encouraged him to share his giwik, because he's really into these giwiks too. So he was going to his friends and telling him, this is a giwik. I don't know if anything went in, but I mean, think about what that might mean
Yes,
for him, right? Is
absolutely.
I got the feeling that he actually walked away from that with maybe a little bit more sense of wholeness. And even from going out to the houses and representing himself as Ram and talking about Diwali, hopefully, and this is what's exciting for me, is these holidays are confusing, but they seem like opportunities to push further and really try to integrate these different identities.
I hear you. I was gonna say, even for me, I think that this whole experience helped me to feel more whole, because I've got to be honest with you, when I was holding his hand, when Kishore was dressed as Lord Ram, so he was clearly the odd one out in the street, like I felt nervous. Talk about that little kid inside of me that's still working through some of that, right? But I felt that. And now, I'm responsible for my kid and modeling for my kid. I think that fact that I had him motivated me to just be that brave, confident self and welcome the nerves, welcome that child that was feeling uncertain and scared about how all these white neighbors are going to see you. And I know, just I felt confident in how to explain Ram and Diwali. I knew that this was a powerful, relatable, relevant message. And sharing that with the neighbors and with cookies, honestly, I felt like all of the neighbors felt closer to us after. It nurtured the relationship between all of us. They felt so grateful. It
Well,
was,
one of them wants to come over for kirtan.
yes, I mean, it was a beautiful experience that I'm taking away, that when I'm able to really wholly represent my culture and my faith in a way that really means something to me, I'm not just parroting, I'm not just repeating, I'm not just spewing devotee lingo, like I'm actually really sharing my own reflections. People receive that with whole hearts. Mostly. And it's such a beautiful way to deepen relationships with anybody. That was such a powerful experience for me. Thinking about this idea of deeper connections, I guess I wanted to ask you, because there's more holidays coming up, how do you feel that we should celebrate holidays like Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc., in our home, while honoring our own values and our own culture, but also not really culturally appropriating or like superficially honoring other holidays? Because, Halloween has become very commercial, but it has deeper roots. And for many cultures, for example, Dia de los Muertos, right, where people honor their loved ones that have passed on, it's like a whole tradition, and it's deeper and meaningful. That's just one example. But even with Christmas, right? There's this commercial, superficial, capitalistic, gift-giving vibe. I don't know if you're catching my drift here, but basically, what are some guiding principles that we as parents can lean on to help us while we're navigating celebrating these holidays, so we can do it in a real way that we can feel like okay, there's meaning and connection behind what we're doing.
I heard a definition once for culture. Culture is an environment that helps to facilitate a particular goal. Why I'm saying that is because a lot of these things that we're discussing about holidays and things that are done are externally, you know, certain culture, right? Mm-hmm. Even as you talk about Christmas, there's a culture of gifts. Thanksgiving, there's a culture of getting together with others,
mm-hmm.
right? And sharing a meal and giving gratitude, I suppose, as well. If we can take almost the deeper significance, practically, like, what's this underlying spiritual theme, if you will,
mm-hmm.
of the holiday, then I think that perhaps there's a way to connect that piece in a more meaningful way to either if there's something else, in this case, it was Diwali that was happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Or even if there isn't another event, but to be able to connect that deeper bit to our life, our children's life, in a real way. And then we can still do the stuff that's external.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel disconnected. It becomes a way for us to actually connect as a family, perhaps, you know, in a more substantial and meaningful way.
Yeah, I like that. I like seeing holidays as an opportunity to build relationships with one another.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I hear you on the spiritual, deeper meaning thing, but like in the case of Halloween, right?
Yeah.
I think it's okay sometimes just to have fun.
Yeah.
And have tradition. But but still, I think as a family to be intentional about how we want to approach the holidays, how is it going to affect our family, making sure that we are having fun during the holiday, because honestly, holidays are really stressful. So that focus on relationship and tradition where possible. I would love it also to be an opportunity to learn and experience other cultures and other faiths even.
Yeah.
In the case of Halloween, there is opportunity, but even Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Surely we can put up a Christmas tree in our home and do the gift-giving thing and Santa, etc. But Christmas is an incredible, deep, beautiful occasion for many, many, many spiritual people around the world. And I would love our children and even for myself to learn more about that, to hear from these people what this day means to them in terms of their own faith, their own love, their own devotion. I think that value is important to me. And ISKCON in general, ISKCON has an interfaith mission statement where we are charged with the responsibility of appreciating and learning about other cultures and traditions and even experiencing them, not necessarily compromising our own values, but really deeply appreciating the varied relationships that other traditions might have with God.
Yeah.
And so I think that is important to me, that like we can definitely have fun and we should have fun because that's such an important part of childhood and family bonding, memories and traditions and connection. But I think when the opportunities arise, the chance to learn about other people is important to me.
Yeah. I think it's a really good point.
So if there's one thing that you're reflecting on and taking away from our conversation today, what's your one takeaway?
When things feel complicated, there might be a hidden opportunity for us to engage with them and to engage with others who are engaging with them.
And to deepen our own relationships within our family. Right? And to build traditions, I think that's kind of my one takeaway too. We didn't talk about this explicitly, but I feel very stressed around the time of holidays. I feel like I shoulder a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost feels paralyzing at times because I feel responsible for the one that is going to create the magic and create the experience for the kids. And I want to do all the things and have them remember everything and, you know, just everything. But sometimes in that space, what's lost actually is the bonding, the experience. You know, the stress can overcome the actual purpose of all those things to begin with. For example, with Diwali, I was like really stressed about everything that we had planned, and I needed to make cookies, and it was like 10 o'clock at night and our kid wanted to stay up. It was really hard, and I don't think I was completely successful, but I think maybe that was one of the best moments, was staying up late, making these cookies, and he loved shaping the cookie dough and mixing everything. And even though it was a mess and there was butter everywhere, and I was just like, oh my God, it's 11 o'clock at night. Why am I doing this to myself? Just leaning into, it's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about relationships.
Yeah.
And so just, it's cool to be introspective and deep, but also it's okay to just make sure that we're bonding and connecting as a family.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm taking away.
That's great. Thank you.
I will say, we almost didn't record this podcast.
Yeah.
But I think it was meant to be. Our kid stayed asleep. So I think it was meant to be. And that's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we recorded this. It was actually really nice to reflect on it.
Yeah.
And have a chat. I actually feel better about the upcoming holidays.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah. Thank you all for listening.
Yes. And we'd love to hear from you and how you celebrate holidays, how you approach all these different holidays with the complex and varied identities you hold. We would love to hear from you. It's our favorite part of the podcast, is that connection. So please do reach out. And until next time, good night. Hare Krishna, everybody.